And C is for?
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for?
Kitten.
Camp.
C, wait. Sandroof, say U, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C, K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
CKUT Radio McGill Montreal. Nicest every time. Bitter road of music. It's a ball. Bojabantan says so. World of people call. All the Radio McGill in Montreal can read on CKUT. Reggae music for you and me. No color barrier.
We all need motivation, encouragement, and upliftment sometimes. We have the one and only Aisha Robinson joining us today from Born to Rise. And I commend this sister. She's had an impact in the lives of thousands of kids. She's going to be here today just sharing and letting us know how we could connect. Join us today on the Empower Hour.
I think this is me.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We're bringing power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
I am so grateful to life. I'm so grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors for being present with us and for creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on here today. And I just ask that today's show, let it be uplifting, let it be entertaining, most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. I want to send out that spirit of love, light, unity, peace, joy, great health, wealth, and just general success to all our listeners. Ashe Hotep, amen, amen, amen. How you feeling, Queen?
I feel great.
You look great.
Listen, I had my herbals this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I am feeling wonderful. Mm-hmm. I cannot lie. I have the right prescription.
Okay.
And I am calm and serene, mm-hmm. and I'm not all gangbanger right now, so okay. I'm super happy.
You see, and I'm glad to hear that because, well, you mentioned it last week, but we didn't get a chance to properly politic. So now we're doing the top. Let's keep track of the time. This is our top of the show. Mm-hmm. So I heard you talking about last week that you went to go see Woman King.
I did.
So, but you're not attacking people.
I know that that's not the way to go about it. Truth be told, after watching it, you know, I know mm-hmm. that one woman is not an army.
Right.
But it did make me feel like it's time to rise up. And mm-hmm. I do believe that, that movie was giving black women, even though they'd like to say, like you and Gina were saying, it's not historically correct.
Mm-hmm, right.
However, we needed to see ourselves portrayed in the media like that. So whether it was, I guess, historically correct or not,
mm-hmm.
I loved it and yeah. it inspired me and it made me feel like this is what we need to gift all of our young black sisters and brothers so that they understand who we are as a woman.
I love that. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It has me really looking forward to Black Panther 2 because I know like the way they're framing it, it seems like it's going to be another like black woman empowerment movie because mm-hmm. it's like from what I'm understanding, it's the younger sister that's taking the lead. Well,
right.
just from what I've seen and from what the trailers are looking like.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be dope. So it's what, November 11th is when mm-hmm. that one's coming out?
Just the preview for it mm-hmm. shook me.
Yeah. No, so I think we should. I know when the first Black Panther came out, we rented a theater. We booked out a theater at Paramount Theater,
mm-hmm.
So that the youth could come and just kick up their feet and have a good time. We might do that again, Panther 2. Yeah, man.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like, yeah.
If we had, you decide to do that, keep me posted.
Yeah. Okay. So that's gonna
that's
be the
dope.
One. So all right. So this past week, Queen Kai, what was your past week like?
Mm-hmm. Child, so my past week I was in Jamaica.
Okay, that's where I'm. Okay.
Racha.
Yes.
Let me just tell you, half shots on everything.
Okay.
Because Jamaica has changed.
Really?
Oh my goodness gracious!
So in the last 2 years, like from the time we couldn't access it because of COVID, like, and now you went back, it's just a whole different energy.
Jamaica is under duress right now in real life. I seen a Jamaica that I didn't expect to see. And I can honestly say that I recognized something and I was like, I had to start asking some questions. But it looked like they doing some heavy chemtrailing over Jamaica.
Right.
And 6 o'clock, everybody is angry.
Okay.
It is all, it's like the Wild Wild West.
Wow.
In real life.
Okay.
But, you know, as Black folks, you know, you go in there with God and your ancestors, and you know that you're going to be fine amongst your people.
Of course.
And I was very safe, and I felt very safe while I was there, but I can see, you can see the remnants of what's happening.
Okay.
But
and you stayed in the city, like you didn't go to a resort or
no? I was in New Kingston.
Okay.
No, I was. I got chased by dogs.
Okay.
Me and my sister was going out, and the GPS told us the club we was looking for is down around the bend right here. Okay. And child, when we cut the corner, two dogs got loose out the fence.
Damn.
And you know, not the dogs that run the street. Mongrel dog on the street is different. They walk past you.
Yeah, of course.
They don't pay you no
they're
mind.
They're like squirrels out here. We see dogs, we're like, right, whatever.
No. These are ones that get locked up in the fence.
Okay.
Those ones that guard in the house. They were running after us.
Wow.
And we had on high heeled shoes.
So you're out of your car? Like you're
we was walking New Kingston at nighttime. Going to a spot.
Yo, you guys are gangster. And this is before I was watching Lady King.
You know what's so funny? It was after.
Okay, that's why.
However.
Okay. I'm just saying, there's a remnant still in your spirit, like, we can handle this. Let's go.
Yeah, and you know what? That kind of was the vibe. Because, you know, Jamaica stops, everything in Jamaica stops when it rains. So people go and stand underneath the valances. It's traffic as far as the eye could see.
It's car it's stop, like,
yeah,
everything.
Everything just stops. And so I'm like, listen, if it rain here all 6 days while I'm here, what you gonna do? I said, no, come on. We're going to put on some rain jackets and we're going out in the rain.
Let's do this thing.
So we walked and we went, and it turns out the place is literally up the street.
Okay.
And make the right.
Right.
So we did it. We conquered. And after that, we went everywhere. We were in the Garrison.
Okay.
We were down in Waterhouse. Listen, we did Jamaica in real life.
You see? So good.
My sister stayed behind.
Oh, where?
My girl is there right now. Gangster it out. Yeah, she's there right now, thugging it out.
Okay.
Shelly Belly, I teach her dancing, I teach her ching ching. Mr. Hey, everybody, and they love her. Okay. You know, she's so tall and beautiful and stuff. Yeah. And listen, they just want to protect her and love her. They're just like, beautiful. No, whatever you want, do a queen.
Okay. So I love that.
She's super happy. So my week was actually, it was great. It was good to go home and ground amongst our people. You know, it's always good to go home and recharge.
Always.
So I feel amazing. Okay. I feel amazing. I didn't go there for the party thing like that. I went. I showed my sister around. So now she knows how to do it on her own.
Right.
And I came back with confidence knowing she's going to be good there on her own.
Okay, good. So what, she looking to stay out there like long term? Like
you know what? She'll probably be home in a week.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out a way that I can send her her products because she has a hair growth oil company. Right. Which would probably do very well in Jamaica.
That's it, right.
So I'm trying to figure out how to get some of her stuff to her, because if I can and she can figure out how to she's a rich lady.
That's what I'm saying. And the thing is, it's like, yo, we have been tricked to think that, you know, like to do well or to survive, it's like we have to kind of do what is the norm. And no, like, yo, if she can travel and still do her business, sell her products where she's at, yo, she's blessed for it. So that would be dope. You never know. You could put a note in the OFC and see if anybody traveling to Jamaica. You'd be surprised. Like, people be like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm leaving. Why? What's up? I will take out. We've had things brought to Trinidad. We have people picked up from Toronto to brought to Montreal. Just
if she can get four cases of her oils to Jamaica, she can stay for a couple of months.
Word, eh?
Yeah.
Because she could do her business. And so you guys already know. But so she's scheduled to come back when? This, you said next week?
She hasn't even scheduled.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
beautiful.
Hoping that she just, you know.
All right, so then in that case, I was asking that because then to know if there's a timeline, you know, like that she has to move with.
Yeah, but if we could figure out something in a week, that would be great.
You'll put it into the universe.
I want my girl to go and live.
Yo, we are putting it out into the universe, and we need to get our products to her, and the universe has heard, and we put it out the intention. So let's just see what wants from there.
Amen.
Ah, yes. So, All right, so I'm glad you had a relaxing week.
Yeah, my week was great. Tell me though, what did I miss while I was away?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think like what my memory is so shoddy, especially right now. Okay, I don't know what you missed, but I can just tell you what just recently passed.
Y'all don't know his memory is shoddy because he's a rock star now. Y'all don't know,
guys. I'm wearing my sunglasses on purpose. Like, I don't know how people do this. So my wife and I, my amazing wife, I love so much. We celebrated our 16-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I gotta applaud that. I gotta applaud that.
To black love.
Yeah.
To black love. I love that.
Yeah, I'm like, and the thing is, it's like we kind of just take it for granted. But yesterday, so we did a tour. We're like, first we went, so at West End, they had rented out their space to the Sierra Leone community. Mm-hmm. They had a little event. So we stopped in there, had some jollof rice and stuff like that. So big shout out. It was amazing. Then like my plan was not to drink there, but they were so nice and, you know, just kept offering man drinks. So I had to take our one drink. All right, great. So I started there, had a one beer. And I feel like I have to give you guys the catalog of the drinks so you guys see where I went left here, because I went completely left and I don't know. Anyway, so then we went to the Frat. You guys know the Frat. It's in NDG. It's right next to West Can, right next to West Haven. It's in that strip there. It's a little dope little spot. Actually, big shout out to the owners. What's the owner's name? I can't remember his name. I think I want to say Clarence, but anyways, don't quote me. The point is, it's a nice little spot. They welcomed us there. They know my wife very well. They know my wife's father. He was there. We went inside. They cut the music off, made an announcement on the microphone that we are celebrating 16 years of marriage. You know, we got a nice round of applause in there. And then, of course, you know, people want to buy us drinks. So I accepted them. So I had a Hennessy there and then a shot of like an amaretto. I would have never done this in real life.
Amaretto sour?
It's like sweet. It was like, yeah, it was like a shot of like, yeah, it was like a rum, Swedish type of rum. Took a shot of that.
Yeah, it's almond. That's almond liquor.
It's just sweet. It tastes sweet. I drink cognac. I drink Remy Martin.
They were supposed to cut it with some lemon for you.
Yeah.
And that would have made an amaretto sour, and you would have been so happy.
Yeah, well, guess what? I wasn't mad at the shot at the time. Took the shot. Super grateful. One man pulled me aside just to commend me again, because he's like, yo, you know, he's like, I got separated after a couple of, like 13 years, I think he said, or something like that. And he's like, you know, he's like, but you guys are young. Cause he's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 42. He's like, damn. I'm like, yeah, I guess, like, you know, cause I guess Shy and I look young too. So when we come into the place, and he's like, you guys been married for 16 years. It's like, yeah, and we have children, all kind of thing, big children doing all kind of stuff, but we just look young. But anyways,
yeah.
So we had a good time there. Then we went to the pub, St. Pierre. Big shout out to the pub. Big shout out to the whole team there, Vaughn, Romy. But a special shout out to Arthur. He's like one of the head like waiters or managers there, whatever be the case. He took care of us. We had reservations for 9:30, 10:30, but we got there like almost 11:30 because obviously I just told you we got hemmed up doing two other things we hadn't planned for. So we just went with the energy. Our table was gone because our reservation was blown. No problem. But the pub has a VIP upstairs, right? Mm-hmm. Yo, so they're like, well, your table's not ready, or we don't have a table for you, but you want to just go wait in the VIP. And we're like, bat. So we go into the VIP. Yo, can I tell you, like, because then they're like, well, when the table's ready, you want to come back down? We're like, nope. this is lit. So we had a full bottle of Remy, a full bottle of white wine. They brought our food upstairs to us. I had these amazing like dumpling puff things with lobster. Shy had the same dumpling puff things without lobster, and I'm bringing that up. Anyways, guys, I'm gonna spare you guys my whole long story, but I love my wife to death. She tried to jack my lobster. Not tried, she did. We kind of tussled with chopsticks for the lobster. Anyways, I'm going to have to put this video out, but it was like, it was wild. Shy and I, okay, good. Shy and I doing our thing. Sorry, we had a good time. We squabbled over the lobster a little bit. A piece of it fell on the floor, but it's lobster, so you can't waste it. You had to pick it up. It was killed me. Yeah. Shy is dying of laughter because she knows how I am. I can't, if something falls, forget it. I can't eat it. But obviously, the Remy's in the system.
Yeah.
I ate a piece that fell on the floor, but I feel like I started dying immediately. I don't know. She was dying of laughter. I was dying for real. And she's like, you should just give me the rest of the lobster. I refused. Anyways, just to say we had the time of our lives, but this is where we realized that, yeah, we're rock stars, but like we're rock stars in training because we don't know how people do this. Like we had a Thanksgiving breakfast this morning, missed that completely. I couldn't, it was like, we were supposed to get together at 8. I think I was on the Zoom. Never opened my eyes. Like, we're recording today, as you guys know, the Empower Hour. We record it live on the Sundays, and we rebroadcast for you guys on Thursday mornings. But, yeah, we're supposed to be here for 1 o'clock. I got here a little bit late. It was hard this morning, guys. I don't know how people do this. I don't know how people drink so much. Jesus took the wheel. Like, I should not be saying this, I'm sure, but I'm grateful to be that I got home. I'm so grateful that Jesus took the wheel and brought us to where we're supposed to go. Because, Lord, have mercy. I don't even know. Like, anyways, I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to my 16 years of marriage. I'm grateful for the relationship. And I'm excited for what the future is going to hold. And I feel like we're going into a new chapter in life. You alluded to the fact that, you know, Shai's putting herself out there more. She's doing more. And I'm all here for it, man. I'm here to support her, encourage her, as she's evolving as an artist, artistic director. Okay, cool. As an artistic director, she's doing her thing. So I'm just super excited. I'm super excited to be here. And that was the highlight. We went apple picking and stuff this week, so that was dope. That's just fun stuff for the season. We the homeschooling group, for anybody who's interested and who's homeschooling your children, get in contact with the ORC. We have a group that does a bunch of stuff. We went to a longhouse in Kahnawake last week as well with the homeschooling group. So it was just a fun and active week, and I'm just looking forward to the future in general. So we have we're going to take our break, and then we're coming back with our guest. So Aisha Robinson, she's talking about motivation. Like, she does these school tours and different things like that. She has her Born to Rise that she's been doing for years. It took a little pause for the cause because of COVID and whatnot. But we're going to deep dive with her, and she's going to tell a little bit more about her story, who she is, and what she does, man.
That's right, this is DJ Bobby Payne. Grand Rising to all my kings and queens. Starting off just like this. Now the morning time. Standing, moving, hallelujah. Standing, moving, take me, Jaja. Standing, moving, and the pressure. The pressures of your life and it tough. Now stay down, mama, time pick it up. Now bother with it down, full style, strictly up, full vibes. Now pick it up when the bills, them, the rent and the mortgage due. Yeah. When me chalice, when your best friends are gone and it's only you. Yeah. Light up a split, turn up the music.
Brings everything together. So make us sing together. And who said life no order? And every man got this struggle. I beg you to help me, Lord. And let me overcome my troubles. Skanking sweet, yeah. Everybody wanna feel like free. Forget your troubles and the rock with me. You know, feel all reggae music sweet, yeah.
Some reggae. I call her on the phone, tell her I'm coming up, so get ready. Yeah. I got some weed and a bottle of booze. All I wanna
some reggae. Yeah. It's been a long day, me no speak G connection from California. And when me reach, me touch down, you know it hot like a sauna. And the taxi driver wants to talk me like me don't know about choir. So when me reach me yard, and me girl can say is what takes a long year.
Pull up too fast, cause them can't last making love to you. Baby, I pay rubber duck for you. Yeah. Rubber duck for you. Baby, I pay rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you. Some boy can't wallpaper scrub, cause them can't make love to you. Some boy don't play one drop, oh, no rubber duck for you. Baby, I pay rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you.
This is DJ Bobby.
Baby, I pay rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you. And even though the real rubber duck still sounds so sweet, they're not talking about it. And even when the competition claims that them can compete, yeah, but I doubt it. Mm-hmm. We got shoes, we got doves. And I've got you, we've got love. You've got me, we've got us. Ain't no need to
turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Some boy can't play lovers rock or no rubber duck for you. Them pull up too fast, cause them can't last making love to you. Baby, I play rubber duck for you.
Beautiful people, so we are back. So like I had mentioned, today's a special one. I'm really excited to have this exceptional queen on with us today. The one and only Aisha Robinson. Is my round of applause for her. Woo! So like I said,
thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for being on with us. So this is Parlay with the People, where we like to connect, give our community an opportunity to share what's going on in their lives, promote their businesses, talk about what's important to them. And you know, it just gives you an opportunity just to connect, you know. So that's just really what it is, and that's why we are here. So thank you again for being on with us today. So with no further ado, let's first dive in. So who is Aisha Robinson?
First of all, I just realized what you did there with the Parlay with the People.
Thank you. I can't take all the credit. It was a group effort.
Smooth. We are in Quebec, I guess.
Thank you very much. You see, I'm glad you acknowledged that. You're the first person to really acknowledge what we did there with that.
No way.
French-English mix on there. Glad you got it.
Love that. So who's Aisha Robinson? I am a woman of self-love, of trying to navigate through this crazy life filled with ups and downs, mm-hmm. adversities and hardships, something that, you know, we all try to stay away from, mm-hmm. but it's something that I welcome with open arms, with the mm-hmm. understanding that it's something that we're all going to have to eventually go through right. in our lives if we haven't experienced any hardships yet. But I feel that's hard to believe that our listeners today has been going through life.
If they've been on the planet Earth over the last 2 years, I think everybody could say they've experienced some level of discomfort or challenge, yeah. for lack exactly. of a better term, you know, at the exactly. very least.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not just all self-loving and in my spiritual zone and working through life. I am a fun person too. I do like having a good time. My favorite sport is basketball. I love playing. I was playing intramural basketball until I pulled my hamstring. Mm. And in 2 weeks, I was ready to go. And my brother's like, you know, it takes like 5 to 6 weekends before you play again. You're not young anymore. I was like, all right, cool.
Thanks for heads up.
On okay. the sidelines.
Right. Okay. Oh, so wait, that just recently happened.
I'm probably on my 4th week now. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Shoot. All right. So you're going through it.
I'm going through it, man. And then just the other day, I think I was running up the stairs and I got long legs. So I was like skipping the stairs and then yeah. I felt the pull. I was like, yeah, I'm not ready.
Shoot.
Not ready.
No, good. At least you're listening and paying attention to yourself, because a lot of times, like, you know, especially I know a lot of athletes who just try to get it done and push and they end up hurting themselves even more. So it is better just to take that time and to build yourself up. So that's just what it do. So okay, so now we know you're fun, we know that you're about love, we know you're into sports, so that's, you know, get allowing people to connect with you. So now you have, and this is cool, because we're like a hybrid show. So we have the podcast that people are able to see, but now we also have our listeners that are tuning into us, who are listening to the radio on Thursday, so they're not seeing you. Right.
Ooh.
Right. So
those who don't, surprise.
Yeah. So if you could describe, so for those who don't know, you're also, you're a beautiful woman that basically who has a vitiligo. So yeah. What is that experience like? And if you could talk a little bit about it.
For sure. So honestly, vitiligo is a skin condition that affects anybody of any age, any gender, and of any ethnicity. And what it is, it's the pigmentation, basically miscommunication within my immune system that's telling my body to eat away at my melanin. Mm. So if you can't see me, you would, to describe it, is I have white patches around my eyes, my mouth, and on my hands. I also have it on my elbows and on my feet. So I was diagnosed at the age 18. I did not have it my whole entire life. So of course, when I was diagnosed, it was a traumatic experience to watch over time my skin change from one complexion to another. Mm-hmm. There is a running joke that I have, which is when I was younger and I was in elementary school, I was the only Black girl in my grade, and in the entire school, we were only three. Mm-hmm. And to me back then, being white meant you're powerful, you're dominant, you're rich, because that's what I was surrounded by, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't, the school that I went to was all like the rich Jewish kid. Yeah. So for me, when my parents would take us shopping, we'd have to put shit on layaway, right away. And these kids are coming in with back then it was the Parasuco jeans that were like the platform shoes. And I'd be like, oh my God, I want these stuff. I wish I was white. Right. So the rest of the joke is like, well, my wish came true.
That's why I love you, Aisha, because I find your energy, like how you keep things and how you just keep things positive. It's infectious. It's powerful what you're doing, and it's an inspiration to others. And I guess this is a good segue, because you basically, like, you took your life experience and you created your Born to Rise platform. So if we could just share a little bit for those who might not know, who's the first time meeting you or hearing about you. So if you could talk a little bit about it.
Right. So in 2015, I started a nonprofit called Born to Rise. And the reason, well, what it is, it's a platform for people to come out and share their stories of overcoming their life adversities, in the hopes to let others know that whatever they're going through and their challenges, that they're not alone and that they too can overcome it. Mm. And why it was so important for me to have this platform was because at the time that I was diagnosed with vitiligo, I felt alone. I suffered in silence for a good 7 years of my life. Mm. I went through depression, suicidal thoughts with two suicide attempts. And there was really nobody I can turn to and relate to. The only people that I knew of vitiligo at the time was Michael Jackson, who allegedly went all white instead of going through the process, the natural process of having vitiligo. Mm-hmm. And then there was a news reporter that would spend 3 to 6 hours, I don't remember the exact timing, but would spend that length of time putting on makeup so people wouldn't notice his vitiligo. So the people that I knew of, they weren't accepting of their condition. So that only told me that I can't be, I shouldn't accept this condition myself.
Right.
And to bring it closer to home, my grandfather actually has vitiligo himself. And I didn't know it was vitiligo until I was diagnosed, because he was saying that it was a work incident that had happened where he got a chemical spilt on him. So we just ran with that story because we didn't know what vitiligo was. It wasn't popular then.
Right.
And then my other friend, she's the one that actually told me that I had vitiligo. She's of lighter complexion, and she was also not accepting of it. She would wear tons of makeup to cover it up, and you could barely see it because she was like white, So I'm like, well, if you have such a issue walking around in public with this, what does that mean for me, So, so for a good 7 years of my life, I would try to hide my skin. I would try to put on makeup, but no makeup was dark enough to actually cover the whole vitiligo, all the white spots. And then one day, I think it was after my final attempt of when I said, I don't want to live with this pain anymore. I had the knife to my wrist and I was like, this is it for me. But then when you think about your family and the people you'd be hurting if I was to go through with my decision, that's what kept me here. Mm. And that's when I realized a change needed to be made. Mm-hmm. So I finally decided to reach out for help. And that's when I called out to my older brother and I told him, listen, I hate my life. My life sucks. Long story short, I was, to this day, I can say it, but I was victimizing myself and I was you know, filling myself with self-pity and saying my life sucks. And my brother was not having it. You know my older brother, right?
Of course, yeah.
So he was like, and you know how he's on like high vibrations, all positivity, and like, mm-hmm. like there's people dying and you're here and you're mad because of your skin, and like mm-hmm. just going in on me. But it's what I needed. It was tough love, mm-hmm. but also a reminder that there are worse things out there, mm-hmm. and not to diminish. He wasn't trying to diminish in my experience and what I was going through, but it was more he's trying to make me realize that I have control of my life, and nobody can make me happy but myself. And a lot of what I was looking for was external validation. So what he was preaching to me is that I need to start searching for this within, and I need to start working on myself rather than, you know, depending on other people to bring me joy.
Wow.
So, yeah. So he introduced me to a whole bunch of books at the time. That's when Tony Robbins is really popular. I mean, he's still very popular. But he sent me Tony Robbins' documentary to watch, The Secret. Mm. That became like my Bible. Right. I watched that documentary religiously, like every single day, until I understood the concept of like your thoughts become your reality, and the power of affirmations, and just mm-hmm. practicing saying out loud that I am beautiful in the skin that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Was what got me to where I am today, and what's made me realize that, hey, if this is what was lacking for me to be self-loving, then this is probably what's lacking in everybody else that's struggling in their own hardships. And if I can teach this to other people and let them know that it starts with you, and you need to accept and love yourself before you can expect it from anybody else, then I feel like I'm kind of living my purpose. And that's how I started Born to Rise, because it's like, hey, this is bigger than me. This is my story. Vitiligo is my experience. But if we can learn from each other's different experiences, we could touch more people. Mm-hmm. So that's how Born to Rise came about. It's a show where we host about 500 guests, and we have about 5 speakers that come up and share their personal story. And these are speakers that are like, coming from all walks of life, coming off of the street. It's not polished speakers at all. It's people that are not only sharing their adversity for the first time in front of people, but in front of 500 people.
Right, yeah.
So it's not easy, especially if like public speaking is not your thing, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I feel like it's showing them their true power. Exactly. So it's an experience for the audience, but it's also an experience for the speaker as well.
That is huge. That is huge, huge, huge. Like I've been fortunate enough to come to a couple of them, and the impact, like just hearing the different stories, hearing the life experiences. I remember one that had touched me a lot was a young man. I think he has MS. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but he was like also like a musician. Like I feel like he came, like he was like,
he was the first year show.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the okay. Yeah. Yeah. It was. It had an impact. Like I'll never forget it. Like it was really like the energy he came out with, and because I know other people who had suffered or who suffer with MS, and just to hear his story and hear how he's, you know, like how he's beating it or fighting it, or you know, and just overcoming. But the energy he brought. Exceptional. So I definitely, like I've said it, I know I'll continue to say it. I definitely commend you, and shout out to Jamie, because definitely I know that law of attraction is all the Mandem's Bible. Like we keep it.
Yeah,
it's changed our lives. I'm telling you, it came into my life when I just got married at 26, and I'm telling you, like understanding the power of the mind is huge. And mm-hmm. so I guess this is another perfect segue, because now we're talking about what you do now, like what you still have the Born to Rise and stuff like that, and we could share if there's anything coming up for next year. But I want to deep dive into what you're bringing to the students and schools and different things like that. What that is and what that experience is like.
Yeah. So I remember at the Born to Rise show, I met this little girl through Facebook, and she also has vitiligo. And I think she was about 10, 11 years old. And the school she was going to, she was being bullied for having vitiligo. Wow. And that hurt my heart because it's nothing that she can control, right?
Right.
So it was for me to say, like, you know what? Like, I want to get into schools. I want to start speaking in schools and letting them know, like, the power of kindness and how we have to treat people with kindness, because we never know what it is that they're going through.
Mm.
And my friend, her mother is actually a teacher. So she knew what I wanted to do. And she gave me my first speaking gig at the Priory High School in Westmount.
Right.
And I kid you not. So let me just tell you a little back history on me, with me in public speaking, okay? In grade 10, we had to do a presentation, and I skipped every single class until the presentations were done so I wouldn't have to present.
Wow.
I couldn't get in front of a class of 25 students and present. So I'm not here as a public speaker because I'm an extrovert and I like talking. No, it has been one of my biggest fears. Mm. But also with time, I realized it's my biggest purpose.
Mm. So
my purpose outweighs the fear that comes with it.
Wow.
And when I went up and I spoke, and I kid you not, before I went on to, it wasn't even a stage, it was a classroom. And I had a panic attack before. Like, I was like, I can't do this. I couldn't breathe. And it was my first panic attack. I never had a panic attack before.
Okay.
What's happening? I can't catch my breath. Is this an asthma attack?
It's like, I don't think it's asthma. I don't know what's happening.
But the feeling that I got after speaking, and the love, the outpouring love that I received from the students, made me realize, okay, I found my calling. Like, yeah, this is it. This is what I want to do.
Mm.
And, you know, the kids, they walked away, and even the teachers came up to me and they told me later on, like, the impact that I had with my story on the students and the difference they're seeing in their behavior with being more kind to one another.
Nice.
So from that moment, I got into speaking in schools. I started, you know, doing the old school, calling every school on the phone. Hey, looking for a public speaker. I'm your gal.
Yeah.
But today I focus essentially on self-love and confidence.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because I really do believe that's the foundation to true happiness, to the happiness that you desire. I believe that's the essential need in order to get over anything in life. Mm. It all starts with you. So even with topics of when I speak about bullying, because that's also huge in schools, I come from the perspective of, you know, going from being bullied in elementary school, being the only Black girl, to becoming the bully when I went into school with a more diverse students, my older brother. I had backup now, so I thought, shit, like, no one can mess with me. I'm in grade 7, my brother's in grade 10,
and
you know, the ages, they're there, so they're all like 6 feet and up, right?
Exactly.
No
one
wanted to mess with me, so I purposely pick fights with the people that bullied me to be like, hey, now what? Now you can't bully me now.
Wow.
Yeah. So I definitely approach schools with the both different perspectives, but always bringing it back that it starts with self-love.
Yeah.
Because the reason why I became a bully and the reason why I was bullying was, when I look back at it, is because I did not love myself in either instances.
Mm. Wow, sister, that message is, and it's a message that needs to be heard, and especially at that age, like when you're getting, like if you get into the elementary schools, especially because they are, like, they're living a world that we did not live. Like, we did not have so much access to information, influences. I watched a clip the other day that mentioned, like, if you think about how quick we take in images, like on TikTok and stuff like that, like, these are the way our minds are even processing information has never like we didn't have that kind of thing growing up, right? Everything was slower and more like, you know, we had more time to process the information and different things like that. But now add the you're seeing the world and like the way the world is set up right now, it's like if you're comparing yourself to the Photoshop is what really was happening. And a lot of youth are losing their, like, you know, they have no real self-image and no self-confidence or no self-love. And they're comparing themselves to other people out there. And they're genuinely like they're emotionally and mentally like killing themselves. Like they're just down, like, you know, they're not in a good place because of the amount of negative influences. So, and there's not enough positive. There's not enough people doing like what you're doing to balance it out. So it's, again, it's huge what you're doing, and it's so necessary. So now, so the process. So if somebody wants to book you, they want to have you come into your school, how does it work?
So you can go on my website, which is my name, www.aisharobinson.com. Mm-hmm. And on there under the speakers tab, there's a form to fill out, which asks if this is, I know some schools, not too many anymore, but some schools are still, would still rather do virtual rather than in person. And I do both.
Okay.
Then there's also something that I recently started, which is a self-love program. So I introduced it into a high school where for 5 to 9 weeks, I'm going in at their lunchtime and I'm developing their self-love and their confidence.
Wow. Because,
like you just mentioned, right? With social media, like it's crazy for me to hear when I go into these schools, elementary, as you mentioned, and I'm hearing kids are depressed and having anxiety attacks, and I'm like, I did not know these buzzwords then.
At all, right? You're like, how are you having
exactly yeah. And like I just feel, because with the Photoshop and, you know, comparing ourselves to others, so on through social media, mm-hmm. if I struggle with that till this day,
yeah,
and I know the tools and I know how to not do what not to do.
Exactly.
Imagine a 10-year-old that doesn't know, you know. When I mention self-love, they're like, what's that?
Exactly.
No, you know that's what I mean?
Oh my god, yep, that's exactly it. Like they don't understand it, they don't acknowledge it, they're not, and you know, a lot of times it's unfortunate, but even the parents, like, because like as parents, like unless we are taught that, and unfortunately, a lot of us people of West Indian descent, our parents weren't pumping that kind of talk. Yep. Like, you know, love yourself, big of yourself. A lot of times it's, you know, humble yourself, be quiet, I don't want to hear your noise. Like that's really, you know, and if you're like, yo, mom, I'm feeling myself, you're like, yo, calm down. All right. So you thought feeling yourself was a problem, like, you know, like,
yeah. So yeah, it came off like a show off.
That, exactly. You know what I mean? Oh, you're trying to show off. You know, you're trying to. So it's like, so we weren't taught these kind of things. So it's like, it is really like, it's so necessary to replant these seeds into these youth so that they grew up as different parents, so that they could continue to nurture their children and pump the energy into them that's necessary. So this is huge. Okay. So they go into your website, and Aisha is spelled Aisha.
Yes.
Right? I have to make
it's
sure.
It's quite unique. Know. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? I'm like, you said Aisha, they're going to spell it a million different ways. So, all right. So that's AishaRobinson.com, and they can go onto the website and fill out the form. For Born to Rise, you have stuff. Is there anything working for, I know we had to take a couple of years off because of COVID, but can we cross our fingers and hope something's coming for 2023?
Of course. I can't tell you the amount of times I've been out to an event and like at least 3 people come up to me and they're like, so is there going to be a Born to Rise with you? I got to give the people what they're asking for.
Definitely.
So it will resume back in April. So our Instagram page, that's all we have at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's borntorise.mtl. That's born to rise, T-O, rise, okay. R-I-S-E.
Okay.
And just follow that because we do have a lot of other things that we are starting. We are rebranding and kind of taking it onto a social, more of a social platform as well.
Nice.
Just in case we get into another pandemic or something. Or future.
Yeah. It's necessary. And, but the thing is, I wanted to highlight that when you mentioned it, because like as promoters, like we all, those who know what it's like putting on shows and doing events and stuff like that, it's not easy. And to know that you have a following that it's on average 500 people come out, sometimes it's more. It's like, but it shows the impact of what you're doing. It shows the need. Because you're speaking to, you know, like a certain part in people that, you know, they need to hear and they need that upliftment, they need that encouragement. And it's awesome for us to even be out there to support others who've gone through it, you know, just being present to support that is huge. So I'm glad it's coming back and the Empower Hour, you know, you have our support, you know, you have the support of the OFC 110%. I tell you all the time. So it's if there's anything you need, you already know I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders. So I'm definitely looking to continue to encourage and to continue to support and put you out and give you the platform that you need. So I want to put, I'm putting this out now, as I just said this, I'm putting this out to our parents, everybody who's listening, you guys are in your car heading to work right now. And you're like, wow, this is awesome. This is how you could help. You have children. We get in contact with Aisha, find out how you could help to get her into your child's school. It could be just as simple as, you know, you sending an email to your child's teacher, whatever be the case, and saying, you know what, check out this website. I think you guys might want to have the speaker. However, like, we all have to do our part. This is something awesome. This is another one of our sisters in our community. We are all here to Born to Rise. We are all Born to Rise. And together, I feel like we can help to empower each other, to bring each other to that point. So definitely, I want us to do our part to help her out in what she's doing and her mission and her vision. It's huge. She's doing stuff that we can't do. Like, we can't always connect with these youth, right? And in fact, you have a platform, you have a following. We didn't even mention, in fact, you're a model. Like, yeah, you're all over the world. So that's, you know, so you have a certain influence, right? That is huge. And so as parents, I'm speaking from firsthand experience that we can't always connect with our youth like how we want to. But a person like Aisha put in front of our sons and daughters, can really have that impact and make that difference. So, you know, let's support her so that she could continue to support us as parents out there. So Aisha, I do this to all my listeners, all my guests that come on. I put them on the spot and I ask for some empowering words. So as we're closing up this another amazing segment of Parlay with the People, what are the empowering words that you have for our listeners today?
Well, you kind of started it off by saying we are all born to rise.
Yes, I figured I'd jack it from you just in case. You use it.
It's okay. It's out there for everyone to share, because that's exactly what I want you guys to know, is that we are all born to rise. Mm-hmm. We weren't put on this earth to succumb to our challenges. We're mm-hmm. born to rise above them. So I know there are going to be days that seem more challenging than others. There's going to be days where you don't want to get out of bed, or you think that you don't see that the light at the end of the tunnel. Remind yourself that everything that happens for you. Mm. The only person that can truly overcome it is you. You already have the tools. You already have what's needed within you. You just need to see it within yourself and believe it. Because at the end of the day, we are all born to rise.
Woo-hoo! I got goosebumps on that one. I got goosebumps. Oh, that was dope. Aisha, again, I thank you. I commend you. Let me remind the listeners one more time. So go onto the website, aisharobinson.com, and that's spelled A-I-E-S-H-A, and then Robinson, R-O-B-I, I lost myself, B-I-N-S-O-N.
Don't mess up on the Robinson. Yeah.
So that's just what it is. And I definitely follow you on Instagram as well, under the same handle, Aisha Robinson on Instagram.
Yeah. Too. Aisha Robinson _ on Instagram. And I'm actually getting more active on LinkedIn as well. So that's Ooh. Somewhere else where you can find me. Cool. On that, you can find my media kit that has all my credentials of what I've done, past schools I spoke at. videos that you guys can see, my speaking reel, that's all on my LinkedIn page as well.
Amazing, Aisha, this is awesome. Again, thank you for being on the Empower Hour and for being on the segment Parley with the People. People, I hope you enjoyed this piece. I know I did, and I'm definitely looking forward to pumping and promoting and pushing this, because I want to see Aisha all over. Let's start within the province, and then let's get her across the country. Let's thank do it, guys, you. And thank you again.
Thank you.
Do not miss acclaimed electronic artist and trailblazer Marc Ribier at Place Belle on Friday, October 21st, as part of his North American 2022 tour. Marc Ribier. Tickets available at evenco.ca. Visit www.marcrebiellet.com. That's marcribier.com for more information.
Again, man, DJ Bobby Payne. Second part, playing music. Yeah. You can catch me on all the social media, DJ Bobby Payne. Only on Instagram, DJ Bobby Payne 1. You get me?
President Rollin, RM.
Power Hour, man.
Whenever I found time, it's okay.
Music, man.
ATL, Jacob. You pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere I'm going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip and messy, that ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world, over the phone dropping tears. I get more vulnerable when I do good. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel. When I'm loaded, I keep it real. Need to tell a real one exactly what it is. Don't say it cause you know that's why I wanna hear.
Want a white pot of blue deal suit, white Nike. I'm still on FaceTime with the lifers. It's iPhones and the feds and Rikers. So they gon' treat me like she meet me. And she met me taking liquor to the Fiji. I got a girl, she got a man, we moving sneaky. We been drinking all night, now we getting freaky deaky. And I hate it when she tell me she gon' leave me. Let me eat it again, I'm greedy. In the shower like Mimi, shoot a porno on the phone and hook it up to
you
the TV.
You gon' get my answering machine. Girl, leave me alone, cause you're nothing that I need. I won't answer the phone.
Yeah, we made a movie. She was a cutie. I remember how she used to make a gooey. Yeah, I made a loopy. And she arguing,
Deal broke, boy, still can't believe I used to mess with you. Popping, playing bees, cause I ain't playing to be stuck with you. Man, I see you still kicking with them op chickens. I'm the only reason that your goofy self got women. All them girls wanna look like me. She most likely only mess with you just to spite me. But please don't get it twisted, I ain't tripping. I never put my faith in a boy, I'ma die independent. If you was wondering, yeah, boy, I'm still that chick. I had to block you, but you still gotta watch this. Cause who you know rocket like me? No bra, tight tee, slick back, ponytail, feeling like I'm iced tea. You know I love you good, real hood when you wake up. You know that girl weak if she ain't messing up her makeup. Man, I can't believe I used to let you touch me. I'd rather be in jail before a broke boy cup. Ladies, love yourself cause this could get ugly. That's why I get money and I don't give a fuck if that leave tonight because that don't run me. You better get on your knees and eat this right before I have another do it for me. Don't run me, I run.
Love me a chocolate, I go crazy. That deep brown skin.
skin looking like the baby. That type of nigga make me wanna have a baby. Maybe I settle down before I get to 80. Maybe not, you know vanilla always hit the spot. Keep it a G, it ain't easy trying to get me hot. Red bundles like a cherry sitting on the top. I'm in the bay looking like bae. You thought I need a butter pecan weekend. Spanish Harlem, I might pop up on the weekend. House of balloons, I say poppy, play the weekend. I keep a cone in my hand till it's leaking. Ready to eat then, day from the east end. That caramel getting sticky, I be beasting. Need me a thick boss who be feasting. A rosé flavor scoop in the heat then. Miami creeping, creeping.
On top of the world, me and my clique. Got it out the mud, now we all lit. It's how I feel to be rich, black and poppin'. Your feelings, I can hear the money calling. Yeah, me and my friends. Me and my twins. Me and my friends. Yeah, yeah. My friends, my gang. Who they think they playing with? Who in God's name? Hanging out the lamb, I drive a suicide thing. Who been smoking midget, you ain't doing high grade. No, I gotta make a good first impression. Go from the back, letting out all my aggression. Y'all, got some ego, got you acting reckless. Sexy with the lights on, still got on my necklace. Y'all, I brought some bottles and bottles for me and my friends. How many years LeBron done came in the Benz? Don't count my pockets, just know that I'm getting my ends. I might spend it all on my friends. On top of the world, me and my clique. Got it out the mud, now we all lit. This how I feel to be rich, black and popping. The feelings I can hear the money calling. Yeah, me and my friends. Me and my twins. Yeah, me and my